At a press conference held Friday afternoon at Saratoga Springs City Hall, Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen and Police Chief Greg Veach took questions from the public related to a police foot chase on Labor Day weekend of 2013 that resulted in life-threatening injuries for a Malta man. In the early morning hours of August 31st, Daryl Mount Jr. was pursued by police from Caroline Street, a popular bar area, after police responded to an alleged act of violence committed by Mount to his girlfriend. Police pursued Mount until Mount disappeared in a construction scaffold. He was located minutes later at the base of the scaffold with severe injuries, which led to a coma and ultimately his death. Police contend they lost sight of Mount as he ran into the scaffold, and there remains a lack of witness accounts as to what actually led to Mount's injuries. As a result, the case has spawned protests and claims of police brutality. Police were able to recover security camera evidence of the alleged assault that led to the foot chase. The footage, however, was not released at Friday's press conference. Instead, Chief Veach showed still images of Caroline Street the night of the foot chase, as well as the scaffold that Mount supposedly entered.
This is the area where they lost Mr. Mount. It's the other side of that wood wall that you just saw. And this clearly indicates that an officer would not go running blindly behind anyone they were pursuing after losing sight of the offender.
Commissioner Mathiesen says the video will not be released to the public because of the sensitive nature of a domestic violence situation.
No victim should be concerned that if they report abuse, that at some point in time in the future, the police may release video evidence of their being victimized for all society to see.
The New York Civil Liberties Union recently urged Saratoga Springs to assemble an independent police oversight committee. Defending the police department against alleged counts of racism, Mathiesen said he was unsure of how an appointed citizen police oversight panel would function in Saratoga Springs, given the city's commission form of government.
I don't think that I would discount the idea of having this in some form, because I do think that one of the things we are lacking is being able to reach out to all parts of our community.
The officials continue to stress that no eyewitness accounts of police abuse have come forward. Tensions grew at the meeting, which was attended by Daryl Mount's family and friends. Miranda Mount, Mount's sister, sparred with Mathiesen, demanding that police release the video of the alleged assault that led to the police chase and hire an independent investigation.
That isn't true, but the fact of the matter is we feel very badly about this.
Your footage is coming when my brother died, and I hope you all sleep very well at night, because I don't sleep any night, all right?
And we feel very badly.
You did this to my brother, well, and you have no justification behind it, and you don't want an outside investigation.
Well,
because you're in with them.
Oh, well, that's that just isn't true.
Your evidence is irrelevant. Give me the video of them doing what they did to my brother, and then we can talk.
After the meeting, Miranda Mount spoke to reporters, accusing the city of not releasing key evidence in the case. She claimed her brother's girlfriend, the one alleged to have been attacked, was not injured on that August night. Mount said she lived with the victim after the incident.
I just find it funny that they're calling her a victim, where she even says herself she wasn't a victim, and, you know, and they are making this big deal out of something that she even says herself is nothing, where I can see in their eyes, okay, if he did push her, if he did shove her, I understand that. What they did is unjustifiable.
Videos of public safety security cameras, audio transmissions, photographs, and redacted copies of case reports and witness statements related to the Mount case are posted on the Saratoga Police Department's website, www.saratogapolice.org. Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.